building in Rashi is in the Vav Amud Aleph. The first wide line of Rashi, so five words from the ends. Really should be bold diramasco. Maybe in yours it is, and mine isn't, but it should be. So Shmuel said that the Kufas Nissen is always going to be either at the, it's on a four-year cycle, it's either beginning of the nights, the beginning of the day, or the middle of the night, the middle of the day. Fisha Ma'aris Nitlu B'tchilas Del Revi B'Shabbos, because the Ma'aris were put in the sky, including the sun, beginning of the fourth night of the week. So the pasuk which says the Bereshit put the Ma'aris in the Shemayim, Berkia Shemayim, that was on the day four of my separation. That was the beginning of the day, which means the beginning of the night. B'Chodesh Nissan, during Chodesh Nissan. So that's going to be Tkuvas Nissan is when it comes around to that same point. A solar year is 365 days and 6 hours. Chashev b'son kulon b'shviyas. So if you divide it up into seven, divided by seven, shabiyotlo yom uraviyah, you'll have left over with, so 364 is divisible by seven. But you, so that's the exact same day of the week. You left over a day and a quarter, 30 hours. Tkuvas Nissan b'shana haba is going to be 1 day and 6 hours later. So it'll be b'chatzi leil chamishi. It'll be midnight of leil chamishi. So the following year, it's going to be again 1 day and 6 hours later. Shana shlishi is b'tchilas yom vav. It'll be in the beginning of the morning, by the morning, it'll be the morning of Yom Vav. Shon Revi'is B'chatzi Yom Shabbos. Then another year later, it's going to be a day and 6 hours later, so it'll be on Shabbos by the middle of the day. The following year, it'll come back to the nighttime. V'chein lo'olam. There's always going to be one day and 6 hours from when the season starts to the following year, the day of the week. But it always will end somewhere in these four quarters. So, that when you make Birchas Hachama is so. To get it back to the same, that the chama should be in the same, tkufa should be the same, which means leil revi. So you're not going to get that till 28 year cycle, because that's divisible by seven. So it'll get you back to the same spot. In other words, after four years, it comes back to being the beginning of the nighttime, but it's not leil revi. So that's why Birchas Hachama takes you 28 year
cycle.
Tkuvas Tamas, which is the beginning of the next season, always falls out either in 1.5 hours or 7.5 hours, and that's true whether it's daytime or nighttime. How so? Let's say Tkuvas Nissan starts out at the beginning of the day by 6, which we'll call it 6 a.m. So it'll be 7.5 hours later during the daytime. Tkuvas Nissan b'chatzi hayom. When Tkuvas Nissan is at the middle of the day, so it'll be 7.5 hours later, which means 1.5 hours into the nighttime. We call it 7:30 p.m. That's 1.5 hours after 6 p.m., which is the beginning of the nighttime. Bachus a mechsa b'layla. If she's zayin shows a mechsa, yesh bin tkufa l'tkufa. The 7.5 hours between each tkufa. Sheba oisa yoyim she zunafelas. They fall out on the same day. Ella, because it's 91 days and 7.5 hours. 91 is a multiple of 7. It's 13 weeks. It's 13 weeks. Exactly. So it's the same day of the week, and 7.5 hours later. It's 7.5 hours later, which 7.5 times 4 is 30. Shane Lamed shows the Dal Tekufis, which for going through 4 seasons, 4 times 7.5 is 30. That'll add up to being a Yom, which is 24 hours, or Via, another 6 hours, which is a quarter of a day. So each you divide the extra 30. 364 is divided by 7, but there's another, so that's the year is exactly 52 weeks, and then it's another day and 6 hours, it's another 30 hours that moves forward 7.5 hours each tkufa, to give you a total of moving forward 30 hours from 1 year to the next. Okay. Taking the same calculation, the tkufa of Tishrei, the fellows of Begimel of Betes, it's going to be 7.5 hours later, so 1.5 plus 7.5 is 9, or 7.5 plus 7.5 is 15, which is 12 and 3, so it's 3. Of Begimel of Betes. Im Nofla Tzkubas Tamas. We should wait for you. Why don't you move somewhere else? Somewhere else can learn. I'll give him a little bit of test. If Tubas Thomas is 1.5, so shall Tishrei nefel is betes. It'll be 7.5 hours later. So 1.5 and 1.5 and 7.5 is 9. Vim shall Tamas bezayin omechser. If Tamas was 7.5, shall Tishrei begimel it'll be gimel. If you're 7:30 plus 7.5 hours will be, it'll take you 4. It'll take you 4.5 hours to get you to midnight. Or to chatzos, right? And then it'll take you another three left over. So that's gimel. B'chem nekulam. Zeh simon. So this is the simon. The azgi ve'atad. So what does that mean? Shetkubas nissen be'alef. If tkubas nissen is the beginning of the day, shaltamos is b'zayin umechsa. So then Thomas is going to be 7.5. So that's Aleph Zion. So Tkubas Nissen is the beginning of the first hour. So Tkubas Thomas will be in the 7th hour. Then Bishal Tishrei will be Begimel, will be by Gimel. Bishal Tevis is Beyudu Mechsa. So that's Azgi. Bishana Shania, the next year, Shal Nissen Bechatzi Ayoim. That's the Vav. The Haino Bevav shows. Mishal Tamas Ba'alef Umechsa will be by 1:30. So that's Vav Aleph. Mishal Tishrei is Tes, Betes. And Mishal Tevis is Ba'alef Umechsa B'yom. That's Ba'atat. And then it's going to, you know, and that's the cycle that's going to follow. The next year, Shal Tzkuvas Nissan would be, let's say in his case, the case we started out with, if Tzkuvas. Tuba Nissen is Ba'alef, so it's either going to be Ba'alef of the day or Ba'alef of the night. So it's all, and all, each one will follow accordingly. So that simon will get you through all 4 years. It's Kufa, well, the same word as Hakafa, cycling around. So it's, we refer to it as a season, it's a cycle. Ve'emet Kufa is Kufa. So from one tkufa to the next, um, is 7.5 is 91 days and 7.5 hours. Get precious, like you figure out. So 91 days is 13 times 7. It's a complete set of 7. So she maps in 7.5 hours. He nimshechas achrei, and it comes out to be that much later. She mayat kufas kachem. Each one is sadi alef yom, but zayin shalsu mechzehin shalrevia, which is 1/4 of shalsin samechay v'revia. That's 1/4. Each one is 1/4 of 365 days and 6 hours. Now I did point out again that the actual seasons are not exactly like this. This is just an approximation which we use for some of the basic calculations. It's easier because they're not exactly the same size because the orbit is elliptical. So we said that if it's 4 7.5 hours and there are the 7 kechwe leches. So from that vantage point of the 7 kechwe leches, each tekuva is only half an hour later. It's a half an hour into the next cycle of the 7 kechwe leches. Okay. Simon, the chetziv is azach giach vaach tadach. Okay. See, the Baruch says you should put that in parentheses, and that's just the hagoah. Shimush shows the seder of the hours is chalash samchan husidurin veiluchan, and this is the way it goes. Tchilas leil aleph b'shabbos, beginning of the night of your yom rishon b'shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, b'shamash kerchov. So the kerchov leches, which is referred to as kerchov, is the one which is in prominence. It has the main impact on the whatever's happening in the heavens. So that's chof. That's the simon was chof. That's kerchov. Kerchov, I think, is Venus. V'achrov is levona. Then is the moon. V'achrov shabsi, which is Saturn. And then Tzedek, which is Jupiter, Madim, which is Mars, Chama, which is the Sun, and then Noga, which is Mercury. Rezayin shows, so that's a 7-hour cycle. V'chazim chalila, then it repeats itself. Chalila is also in a circle. It does the same cycle. Nimzeshor Rishon liyom aleph b'Shabbos. So, in a 12-hour nighttime, so it went through 7 plus another 5. So you come to the first hour, the 13th hour, which is the Aleph, the Yom Aleph, which is the morning. So you're ready in the 6th. You're starting the 6th hour of the next cycle, which is going to be Chama. Right? So it's Kechav Levona, Shabsi, Tzedek, Madim, Chama, and then Noiga, so you're holding my Chama ready. V'achrav Noiga, and then will come Noga, and then it'll chalash samchan, and then it'll start the cycle again over. Timse simone shows rishon sol yom shavuah. So if you do the calculation, so the first hour of every morning of the week. So we said Sunday morning yom rishon, the morning is chama, the nighttime started with kerchav, and by the time you got to the morning, you're starting the 13th hour later. That's chama. If I recall correctly, kerchav is Venus, and I think maybe Noga is Venus and kerchav is Mercury. Noga is Venus. Right. Noga is Venus. Right. Okay. So Yom Rishon, the first hour of the morning will be Chama. Yom Sheni, the first hour of the morning will be Levona. Yom Shlishi, the first hour of the morning will be Madim. etc. So that's chalam chatznash yomim. That's for the mornings. So many shows we shouldn't shall call lele hashua. Right, and the shemani of the first hour of the night times of the week will be chatznash chalam. Okay. Rabbi Shabsi datlu haroifes itself pirshu heite b'sefer chakmoni shaloi. He explained it very well. Lo ministro kachav minyan said, why is in that order? I'm not familiar with the sefer. Kima they meant kufa l'tz kufa l'zayin shosum echso. So each kufa moves forward 7.5 hours. Names of Shem Nofel Tkuvas Nissen, but Tchilas Kerchav, if Tkuvas Nissen was the beginning of Kerchav of Mercury, Tkuvas Tamas Yipul Bechatzi Kerchav, it'll be half hour into, 7.5 hours later, it'll be half hour into Mercury also. Tishrei will be Beresh Levana, because after Kerchav comes Levana. Tevis is Bechatzi Levana, it's a half hour into Levana. Bechain Kulam. It'll be in the same shemush of that hour. It's only half an hour later. And then he said, if Tkuvas Nisan falls out in Tzedek, it's going to be a stormy year. But that's only if the Levona is with the Hanimil Disyal, Levona Shal Nisan, or Shal Tevis, Bishat Levona, Bishat Tzedek. If the merlot falls out during the hour of Levana or the hour of Tzedek. Okay. No more astronomy. Just some more math, but no more astronomy.
The very last part. Are you saying that they overlap a little bit? A half an hour overlap?
It's a half an hour. If it's a 7 hour cycle, and each kufa is 7.5 hours later, so if Nissan is the beginning of the cycle, so Tkufas Tamas, which is the next Tkufa, will be 7.5 hours later. It'll be a full cycle of 7 hours plus a half an hour into the next cycle. I'm not sure why that was important to point it out, but they more pointed it out.
Were these shows manios?
No. These are shows shovas. Yeah. What? Tzedek is Jupiter. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Reveyas here, so we have a city which is circular. We're going to make it into, so we said we extend it. So we extend it. Oso saw Kimin Tabam Ruvas. You make it into a square. V'chersim Reveyas and Tchuman. Then you make the Tchuman into a square also. So it's theoretically, we made the city into a square. So we place our circle inside of a square. Then you count facing north, corresponding to the size of the square. You go 2,000 amas. So you have another square the same size, 2,000 amas long, the same width, but 2,000 amas. Going north, and then we're going east, going south, and going west. Now, what do you do with the corners? So the corners, theoretically, if you want to go 2,000 amas, you should it should be at a curve. We don't do that. We put that also into a square.
So
when we calculate this out, we don't go from we're saying you make a square, which means you don't count 2,000 amas from the point of that. You go to the point of the inner square and count 2,000 amas out towards the corner. Meshu Maps said, it's obvious you're going to end up with not having a corner by doing that. You put in the corner a square which is 2,000 by 2,000. Umanicha bekeren. You put it on that corner. Well, achsona corresponding to the diagonal. So it comes out the following. Let's say for argument's sake that the city was, we'll give the city the size of being 2,000. The city was a circle which had a diameter of 2,000 amas. So we're going to put it into a square, which is going to be 2,000 by 2,000. The diameter of the circle is going to be the same as the length of one of the sides of the square, right? So, how much larger will the square give you over the size of the circle? So your Pythagorean theorem tells you that a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So let's do that. The very simple square. So that's the measure of the hypotenuse of a triangle. Well, the hypotenuse of a triangle and the diagonal through the middle of a square are the same thing. The square is really two triangles. So the diagonal through the middle of the square would be measured based on the Pythagorean theorem. So if I take a square which is 1 by 1, so 1 squared is 1, plus 1 squared, which is 1, is 2, and the hypotenuse is going to be the square root of 1 plus 1, which is square root of 2, which is 1.414. So basically, we use the number 1.4. So that's 2/5. So if I take my circle, and I say it's going to have a diameter, and I say it's going to, the diameter of the circle was 2,000, I make a square which is 2,000 by 2,000. I'm going to tell you that the diagonal through the middle of that square is going to be 2,000 times 1.4, which is 2,800 amas. So as opposed to having a diameter of 2,000, it's going to have the diagonal through the middle of the square will have 2,800, which means you gain 400 in each corner. Are they making sense? By squaring off the circle, you're adding 400 from the midpoint of the city going out to the northeast corner or to the southwest corner. You're going to go, instead of 2,000 amas, you'll go 1,200 amas. You're going to go 1,400 amas to that corner, 1,400 amas to that corner, a total of 2,800 amas. Okay, so that's what you gain in the going to the corners.
You gain 400 amas in each direction.
Okay, now. When you continue out all the way to the corner of the tchum, right? So you're going to keep, if you keep traveling northeast, so you go through this next square, also at the diagonal, right? So the diagonal, instead of being 2,000 by 2,000, the diagonal is 2,800. So you're going to travel from the center of your city 1,000 amas to get to the end of the city, then 400 amas to get to the end of that the inner square, and then 2,800 amas to get to the end of the next square.
I don't think you mean from the center of the city. The center would be the radius. That's only half of it.
That's just 1,000 amas.
No, you
didn't
have to just say 2,000.
I think I said one. Okay.
From the center.
From the center, well, you go 1,000 amas to get to the end of the city. Then you're going to travel 400 amas to get to the end of the square. Then you're going to travel 2,800 amas. So instead of having your tomb being two, if it, having not done any of this, your tomb would have been 2,000 amas. Your tomb is 3,200 amas more to get to the final end of the tomb, all the way at the corner point of this big square. So you gain 1,200 amas going northeast.
And that's still
halachically
okay?
That's still halachically okay.
So, Nimsut Chumen, Mr. Kerem, Mistakrin, Kesmeas Amis, Lakan, you get 800 Amis and the diagonal in the northeast side, and Mr. Tremendamas, Lakan, and the same thing by the southwest side, or the northwest side, and the northeast side, southeast side. You gain 1,200 going all the way out to the northeast corner. You gain 1,200 going out to the southwest corner. And that's the example which we're giving is a city which is 2,000 by 2,000. That calculation will be that. Okay, there. Let's see Rashi. Hamarbeya ir ugula. You're skirting off a city which is circular. Oysenlaw come in tablum ruvas. The Kaman Mukilah, but Masa Dahavi Tre Alfi, a Tre Alfi, it's 2,000 by 2,000, Begula, which means it's a diameter of 2,000. Shekhashata Moisef Ribua Aleha, and you add a square around it. Arehi come in tablum ruvas. You're going to have a square. Urcha Karachva, which will have the same length and the same width. And then there's going to be the tchumen again. It's also like a larger square around that, and it'll be the same length and width. The midas ha'ir, and this you'll square it off based on blocks of 2,000 by 2,000. So that'll be true both. The width of it, which is 2,000, and the length also, the halon min ha'ir, alpaim is going to be 2,000 because that tchum is 2,000. Hanu the kamer chayzum rabeis as the tchum, and you make another square for the tchum. And kamer chayzur umvoided lo tchumeha v'alkar chacha meruboyin hein. When you measure tchum, there's going to end up being a square. Now, if the width of if the city wasn't the perfect circle, the city was an elongated egg. There was 3,000 by 1,000. It'll be different, but assuming there was a perfect circle of a diameter of 2,000, you'd end up really with your final picture would basically be a square, which is going to be nine squares, three by three of 2,000 by 2,000 each. That's basically what it's going to end up looking like, right?
Yeah, with an oval, you just make a rectangle.
Correct. Right, but then you wouldn't have this exact perfect square at the end. It wouldn't be exactly the right. It's going to be 6,000 by 6,000.
Circular city.
You said if you had 1,000 by
3,000,
you end up with 6,000 by 6,000.
Yeah, you switched reference on it.
No, I'm going back to the city. We're not talking about that, but we're talking about the case of the city, which is circular, so it's 2,000 by 2,000, and it was 2,000, so it's each square is 2,000 by 2,000, so there's each side is it's 3 by 3 of 2,000 by 2,000, it's 6,000 by 6,000. And when you measure the tchumen of the city after you made this square, so you made the middle inner square. So don't think when you come to the corners that you measure out just 2,000, which would give you basically some type of a. Shall ear kineda belachson alpaim. You measure out an angle of alpaim. L'chol keren l'keren. Limtoch chutz mitchum keren zel tchum keren zel. So Rashi suggested maybe we should do the following. Maybe the correct way to measure the tchum is not even in a circle. We'll make it a square, but the square will be. If I have my inner box, I go out this way 2,000 amos, which means that the leg that square, the side of that square will be less than 2,000 amos, and I'll make my tchum based on that size. So if you do that, it'll be the square root of 2, right? Each leg will be
the leg small. Oh, because it's a triangle. That's the inner part of the triangle.
that'll be the new part of the triangle, right? So if the lachson is 2,000, so the leg is 1,428. That's the number which Chazal gave us. It's very close to the.
Is that halacha d'maaseh or is the other one halacha?
No, the halacha d'maaseh is that you go out 2,800. And I partners, and therefore you go out 2,000 this way. But anyway, saying maybe we should do that. That's the mission. The price is saying don't do that. Don't think you count 2,000 this way, and you're only going 1,428 this way. That's not true. And they should mapsi. This is obvious. The whole Karen mapsi and Masha Lachshin Shalapayim Alapayim Oidiv Aribua. Really, the correct amount is you're supposed to go out a square with the sides of the square are 2,000. And therefore, the angle, the lachson, the diagonal, is going to be the amount that much more that you would have when you have a square of 2,000 by 2,000. The diagonal is that much more. Out of a ribu, which is more than the square. Shemtech akut loy simse be'erech atchumen mina ir lahala lechotzad ella. According to your suggestion, you'd only end up with sides which are elif, the tof, chof, ches, amis, 1,428. Ketzat. Where does that come from? Okay, so tain tchumen shall elif the tof chof ches arich lechol sad connected here. If you would make the length of the tchumen in all directions 1,428 in each direction out from the city. So at the Tzarek Loss is Tabla shall elevatav chavches al elevatav chavches al chokeren. So that's how you're going to calculate out the distance going from the city. So your square in the corner will be 1,428 by 1,428. The miles pekimosin shall erich beribua shall yehu atchumen meruboyin. In order to make that the final result of the city is squared off and not at a curve, you'd have to add. So if I have X amount of boxes, I have to put a box here which will correspond to the length and the width of the tchum. So I'm going to tell you the length of the tchum is 1,428. So the square is going to be 1,428 by 1,428. Shri Rabua pays the Chol Shreif Shabbos. We said before, the Daf and Aleph, that whenever you calculate the Cheshbonos of Shabbos, it's always with corners. Tims Alasha Shal Tabla, Mechuvin, Keneged, Alachsen, Karen, Eir, Alpayim. So the diagonal of such a box, 1,428 by 1,428, is 2,000. The Chaimalon called Amsa Bribua. Every amo that you have on the square part of the side is amsa chechumshi, is an amo and 2/5, but lachsona on the diagonal. So tabas shall elif atav chavches al elif atav chavches alachson shalo is oidif. Is so you multiply the Aleph Tav Chav Ches times 1.1 and 2/5. So Lachan Shalos Oidif Alpayim B'Tav Tav Nun Vav Chumshin Shehem Tav Kuf Ayin Beis Amo Peyus. Okay, let me do the math over here 1 second. I'm trying to figure out how he's doing the math. So it's 1,428. times 4, right? So 1 times 4 is 4, and what?
2,200.
I'm not doing well in my head. I have two problems over here. So Rashi says it's going to be beyond the, you have one times 1,428 is 1,428. Then you have 5 Chaimshin, right? So, two Chaimshin. So it's going to be 2,856 Chaimshin. When you divide 2,856 Chaimshin by 5, that gives you 572 Amos. So 572 plus 1,428 is 2,000. It's off by 4 Chaimshin. So Tanamal Elef Tav Chav Ches, you add Tav Kuf Ayin Beis Amos minus 4/5 of an Amma, you add it to 1,428, gives you Alpayim. It's really going to be 1,900 and 96. It's a little bit off. Okay, but that's almost exactly 2,000. Nimsa Kishma, that is me. Amsa Karen Eir Balachson Alpayim. If you're going to measure out 2,000 from the angle, from the diagonal, Kitzartis Atchum, you made the tchum too short. So you went out straight from the tchum, only 1,428. So why did that happen? Let's leave that for tomorrow.
Is this the source for this? Is this the source?